Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Is that why we're starting late, dude?
Because Now, some people may be asking, for the people that are watching, for the people that are listening,
super echoey,
should probably watch so you know what's going on. But I got a box on my head. We got a cosplay guest here today. And so I thought I'd do my magnificent cosplay. I'm Boxman, in case anybody didn't.
I can't, man.
In case anybody didn't catch that. You know how many things I could fit in this box, dude? Dude, women would love me. Say we're going to a movie.
Oh my
God. Dude, I can hold so... You don't even need a purse, because I'm Boxman. I could hold everything.
This is what I gotta deal with, dude.
Everything. I mean, your lipstick, your lip gloss, all of your makeup...
I'm just going to casually sip my Red Bull.
Your little diddle when it's, nighttime alone time. I can hold everything, dude. You know what? This is also, this doubles not only as Boxman, but this doubles as my Metal Gear Solid cosplay. Okay? So, like, anybody that plays Metal Gear Solid, you know what's going on here. Boxman! You guys want to hear my theme song? This is my theme song, bro.
let's get into it.
Okay, alright. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Got the old logo. We're gonna get new, we got the new logo going on. We're gonna get new logo shirts at some point. You know what I mean? We're gonna get new logo shirts at some point. It's not a necessity right now. We got other things that we need to do, but hold on.
Dude, we should
need
do,
to get
we should do huh. the
short shorts, so like when I'm squatting, right?
Oh, and it says Side Project right there.
Like
boom.
That.
And every time you squat, it's like Side Project. Side Project. People are like, what's going on? Oh my God. It'd be great, dude. Real quick, hit him with the ASMR every time we take a drink in the beginning.
Every time you take a drink in the beginning.
There we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we won't waste your time any further. Mm-hmm. We have a guest here. We finally have somebody... And somebody who's in an industry, I guess you could say, that we've been wanting to get to come on this show to talk about things that they do for a very long time. We have a cosplay guest. We have somebody who was a previous, we're just adding
it
words.
Good.
It sounded fine, right? It sounded like it was believable. I said it with so much confidence. We have a previous cosplay of the week that we chose. I don't remember which episode. We'll figure that out. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Amit Cosplay. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. I just want to say thank you guys for having me, man. It means a lot to me.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Of course, man.
Definitely, dude. We've been trying to get Amit on for a long time. We have schedules. You know, everybody's got different schedules. We've been trying to work it out. If you guys don't know who Amit is, you definitely need to go follow him on Instagram at Amit Cosplay, and it's spelled A-M-O-T-T Cosplay. No spaces, no underscores or anything like that. And Amit actually has also, before he was even – this is something that I really like, dude. Before he was even – and we thank you. Before he was even the cosplay of the week on our show, he actually was a viewer of our show or a listener or however you go about watching and listening and all that. And I think that's really, really cool. And it doesn't have anything to do with why we chose him as cosplay of the week. It just happened to be that he was watching the show before we had him as the cosplay of the week. But we thank you, dude, from the bottom of our hearts, real shit, for tuning in and watching and always being supportive. And before the cosplay, during the cosplay, after the cosplay of the week, when we featured you. And we actually met you when we first started doing this. Obviously just online. I don't exactly know. How did you find us? Or did we find you first?
It was because of Real Cosplay.
Oh yeah.
So like I've been following him for a long time, and me and him we always chat, and then basically he sent me a podcast from you guys, and I literally just fell in love with it.
To be honest.
And you guys are, to be honest with you guys are hilarious. Like, there's some skits that my lady goes like, I'm like, for me, it's funny.
Yeah, I think we attract the male audience with our jokes.
It's an acquired taste.
It definitely is. So that's how we met through Beyond Rail, who's a good friend of both of ours and all of ours, since there's three of us here. And
it's okay, you can leave me out.
Oh, you threw me off. What the hell was I going to say? I had a thing. And one of the other ways that we met, we had met was because we were posting about WonderCon.
Yes.
We were posting about WonderCon.
Yeah. Yes.
And you were going to go to WonderCon. We were going to attend WonderCon. And so we were going to meet up and we were going to, just that. We were going to meet up and meet each other finally in person after speaking off and on here and there via social media. But as we all know, WonderCon this year didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But Amit, you've been to plenty of cons, right?
I've been through, I believe, 5 or 6.
Nice.
Around there.
And all the ones that you went to, did you cosplay at all of them, or did you go?
Five of them. I cosplay except for one. That's when I barely started. Okay. Basically, you know how San Diego Comic Con is always like a big thing to go to, but I could never make it because it's too far from me. Mm. So when they had LA Comic Con at the time, it was called Stanley's Kamikaze. I went, and I just went like the photo that I sent you, just regular clothes, and I wanted to experience it the first time.
I just wanted to go,
be like, you know what, I want to see it, and I literally loved it, you know? It's just an experience that it's like that.
I know what you mean. It is. It's really a mind-blowing experience. I don't know. I don't remember. Have you been to any conventions?
I've been to one, but I think it was like a gaming thing. I don't think I've ever been to like one of the actual like cons, like where it's a bunch of
where it's like a lot more cosplay and stuff. I mean, now it's like really it's a lot more common at almost pretty much any convention that's in the realm of gaming and comics and movies, anything like that. I mean, no matter pretty much where you go, it's always got some cosplay in it. I've been to 2 or 3 BlizzCons. I can't remember. Nice. Do you play any Blizzard games?
We went to the parking lot.
No, I actually don't.
Yeah. You don't play any Blizzard? No. Okay.
Thank you.
No, I'm huge on Blizzard. Yeah, you did come to one of the...
I'm more of a Call of Duty Destiny player, so...
Gotcha, yeah.
You had me at Call of Duty and lost me at Destiny. I tried playing Destiny. It just wasn't... I stick to very particular games and Call of Duty, and then that's it.
I used to play Destiny. I played Destiny 1 a lot with my brother as well, and
Roger's
with Zane.
Into Destiny too.
Yeah, I think Roger did play some Destiny. I think Tony may have dabbled in some Destiny. Anyway, we're naming off people don't even know what the hell we're talking about. But I used to play Destiny too. I was big on my Warlock and my Titan, I think is what
I've always been a Titan.
Always been a Titan? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played Destiny 1 pretty heavily, and then Destiny 2, I played it for a little while, and then I just, unfortunately, I fell off from it. It just didn't hold my attention. To each his own.
You know what's funny? When I played Destiny 1, I played with my homies,
Yeah.
And our clan was called A Balls Deep in Your Mouth. And then it took 3 years until they banned our clan, and then we tried to bring it back on Destiny 2. Yeah. It didn't let us, so we were just called the Vex Offenders.
Nice.
And then it got banned again, and then.
Did they give you a reason for the ban, or was it just because they deemed it too vulgar?
Yes, because it was too vulgar for that.
You know what's kind of crazy, though? Like, even now with Call of Duty, and I was telling Chaz, like, I like to play sometimes with random lobbies because, like, my friends, they kind of all bailed out on me and don't like playing with me.
Look, man.
But
let me slide in and say one thing, okay?
That sound right.
For the World of Warcraft people out there that play, Shadowlands came out this last Monday. What day was it? The 23rd or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Monday the 23rd. So and before that, it was the pre-patch and everything. And for people that don't know what I'm talking about, whatever. But for the people that play Blizzard games, you know exactly what I'm talking about. What's up?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And so the pre-patch came out. Right, I was busy. I was gearing up. I was getting all my allied races unlocked. I was busy on World of Warcraft, and now Shadowlands came out, and I've barely been able to play it. So that's why I've been absent on Call of Duty. Continue.
So back to my point. And like I said, it's funny that you guys got banned for that. Obviously, it's not funny that you got banned, but it's crazy because now I joined random lobbies, right? And then I was in a lobby with dudes that were actually pretty good. And then I looked at their names, and they're like, oh, dude, we're going to run again. And one of them was Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
The other one was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, God. Yep.
One was C. Manson. Like, it was just nothing but these fucking nutty people. And I was
and it's crazy that, like, ones like those don't... I mean, I'm sure they do. But, I mean, ones like those don't always get targeted or deleted or anything. Yeah, but, like, we write some funny shit, and we're instantly fucked. Like, on anything. You know, Instagram, YouTube, games that we play.
You know what's funny? I saw a player on Destiny 2 that his name was Wesley Pipes.
Wesley Pipes. isn't that really though. An actual porn a porn guy back in the day? Oh, I think like old school porn. Wesley I wonder if Pipes, watch YouTube ding us for just talking about this. But like, I swear to God, I think that was an actual like porn dude back in the day. I remember because I listened to a lot of the All Out show on Sirius XM. I don't know if anybody here has ever. Yeah. I know you've heard of it. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of it, Amit. But Rude Jude on the All Out show, he does a lot of like sexual stuff and porn stuff. He has a lot of porn stars on and this and that. And I swear, I heard Wesley Pipes before.
That one's actually kind of slick, though. I'm not gonna
lie. It was, you know, to be honest, I was laughing so hard. My friends like, "What's so funny?" I'm like, "Bro, look at the lobby.
Yeah,
see a name that's like that will pop up for you." And he just looked at it like we were all laughing, though.
I bet.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. And then we added him as a friend.
He said, "That's my kind of guy right there."
Hell yeah. But yeah, man. Back to the convention stuff. I've been to like two or three BlizzCons, and I have a bunch of pictures with cosplayers and stuff. One of the BlizzCons I didn't get to. One year I didn't get to go to the actual convention. I wasn't able to get the tickets, but I did go outside and hang out. And it lands on my usually lands on my birthday or around my birthday every year. My birthday is November 4th. Which is actually the anniversary of the podcast now as well.
I mean, nobody asked, but okay.
it usually lands on my birthday and everything or around it, so I always like to go for my birthday if I can. And one year I didn't get the tickets, but I went outside and I hung out with everybody, and I have, like, pictures with a bunch of cosplayers, like Blizzard cosplayers, and if I can – I have them somewhere. If I can find them, I'll throw them up on the screen while I'm talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then I've been to
didn't you go to like one of the convention parties? Or
I'm
drunk. Like
I went to a few actually with Roger as well. Yeah, Roger, who's a friend of the show, come on the show a few times. He's been a guest. Mm-hmm. Went with him to a couple BlizzCon parties when we didn't get into the actual convention as well. We went to a couple parties, so I've been to a lot of them. And then I've been to I'm drawing a blank. What's like the E3? There we go.
Yeah,
I've been to E3 twice. Yeah, I've been to E3 twice.
I have never been there though.
E3.
I feel like for me, it's like
it's not a big thing for you. Not really.
You know why? You know what? Because I had friends that they went and they told me, bro, just to play one game, you have to wait a whole 2 hours.
You gotta wait a long time. Yeah. I will say I'm indifferent to it, and I know a lot of people may be indifferent, and a lot of people actually are probably against E3 these days. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a gamer's paradise. If you don't mind, like, the lines, of course, the waits. Like, if you go to Disneyland and deal with the waits at Disneyland, then you can deal with the waits at E3, in my opinion, you know? Yeah. And the waits at Disneyland suck. I hate them. But I go because it's fun, you know?
Especially if you go with, like, a group of friends and stuff like that, which we always did.
Yeah, and my favorite cons...
It makes it better.
Yeah, it does. So my favorite cons have been E3 and BlizzCon because they're the only ones that I've been to. We went to WonderCon. But we didn't get tickets, so we just hung out outside and stuff
crazy,
like that.
Like, we couldn't even get into the area, if I'm not mistaken. We couldn't get into the area to even, like, go to, like, the food trucks and stuff like that.
Yeah, they were, like, real strict about
it.
Like, no,
you can't come in. And we're like, hey, dude, like, we just want to buy some food or something. We're hungry, right? But obviously, we were trying to get in because we're trying to...
Yeah. We wanted to take pictures with cosplayers and stuff like that, and, like, hang out with people and stuff. And we saw a lot of really cool cosplay. But obviously, we want to go to L.A. Comic-Con. We want to go to San Diego Comic-Con. And we really want to go to WonderCon because it's right here in my backyard because I live in Orange County. And
I used to live in Orange County.
Yeah, I actually saw that. I mean, I won't blow. Well, I mean, you posted it on Instagram. Yeah. I saw that you went to Fullerton High. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little fun fact for you there. I saw that earlier today.
Little fun fact for me?
Yeah. Little fun fact. So you know Orange County pretty well then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know that you went to LA Comic-Con in 2019, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you went Friday and Saturday. Friday you dressed up as Red Hood, right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we didn't mention this for anybody that doesn't know. Amit Cosplay, he does a lot of Red Hood cosplay. It seems to be your focus, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he does a lot of Red Hood cosplay. I'm sure throughout future editing, post-editing Chaz, I'm sure post-editing Chaz right now is throwing up pictures and everything as we're talking about Amit. So I know you went to LA Comic Con in 2019. You dressed up you cosplayed as Red Hood on Friday, and then you actually did your version of Punisher on Saturday.
Tactical version of
the Punisher. Yes, dude. Which, and we'll throw that up on the screen right now, definitely.
That one is really badass, right? Dude. Like, I love the helmet. You're the best. Everything.
Cosplay helped me out with it.
I was going to say that. The helmet was at God of Props and Beyond Rail Cosplay.
Yeah.
And the photo was actually done a friend of the show, somebody that we've shouted out a lot, is Art.HeroPhoto on Instagram. We've shouted him out before.
And I think this is one thing that and like the whole reason when we started the podcast, it was obviously meeting people like you and then like wanting to interact and stuff. But then one of the bigger things that when we started our very first episode, which we already said we've done like 10 different times because we couldn't get it right. Like in our head, we're like, no, we need to do better. But one thing about the cosplay community that we kind of fell in love with is people like you, man, that sit here and take your time and put so much effort and detail into these things that sometimes even comes out better in the movies and stuff. Like,
yeah,
that's
dude.
What cracks us up.
Yeah.
Because we're like, dude, you can see like the passion, like the time, the, you know, like, and I don't think a lot of other people always like maybe get to appreciate that or see that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to Amit about that the other day when not recording, when we're not here. And I was saying that exact same thing, like, which we've had the conversation too. No matter what artistry, form of artistry you're in, a lot of people, the majority of people don't quite understand how to appreciate it in the same vein because they don't see all of the hard work that goes behind the scenes, you know, no matter what it may be. And you're definitely one of those people. I mean, look at this, this Punisher cosplay, dude, this tactical Punisher cosplay. I really like this version, dude, with the helmet. As everybody knows, the Punisher usually does not have a helmet. He, you know, usually just, you know, barefaced and everything. But I really like and dig and appreciate this version that you're doing with this tactical cosplay. Can you walk us through a little bit of what you were thinking when you wanted to do this cosplay and how that went about and, you know, just a little, any stories you got with your Punisher cosplay?
You know, what's funny. That helmet used to be one of my Red Hood helmets, my first helmet.
I figured.
The first helmet that I ever got. And, you know, funny story, you know, before I got that helmet, I ordered another helmet, right? So basically the first helmet I got, it was a regular, you know, Red Hood, you know, helmet.
Yeah.
And when I got it, it didn't fit me. I was so devastated and I contacted them, and to be honest, they were really good with me. That they said, you know what, keep the helmet, we'll send you another one. So they sent me that one.
Oh shit. Okay.
Nice.
So basically, when I got it, I tried on, I fell in love with it. You know, I used it maybe like 2 years in a row. Then I was like, you know what, I need to do something else. I want to paint it. Like, I first painted it myself, try it out to see how it went. I didn't get the reaction I wanted from people because people were like, you know what, you should do this, you should do it like that. And that's why I asked Real Cosplay, you know, bro, can you help me out?
Yeah.
He's like, bro, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, and basically he repainted it, redid it, and I fell in love with it.
Nice. Yeah.
And the vest, I got one of my other friends, well, actually another friend that helped me out with the vest. He basically used his fingers and just kind of painted it with his fingers. Yeah, he did it with his fingers. He just painted it like that.
Dude, that is awesome.
Yeah, dude, so basically I wanted to go more like a military look, you know, tactical.
Yes,
yeah.
And it does. It definitely gives off that vibe, dude.
But you know what's crazy? My inspiration, it was because of Ghost.
Oh, really?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
I see it now. I see it now. Yeah.
I love Ghost too. I think we did a Ghost cosplay.
I think we did a long time ago. Yeah. Long time ago. Yeah, no, well, I dig this, dude. I really dig this. Frank Castle, the Punisher, tactical version of Amit cosplays, Punisher cosplay. I think this is really dope, dude.
Appreciate it.
So you did this at the LA Comic Con 2019. Did you have a lot of people coming up to you or anything?
I had a couple people, and mostly they were Punisher fans.
Nice.
You know, they're like, bro, I love it. And most of the time, like, you know, you see people coming in and like, hey, can I take a photo with you? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? And I see like a little kid dressed up as a Punisher. I'm like my little nephew, you know, he was with me.
Yeah.
He was a little mini version of him too, though.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. So basically people were like, hey, look it. And even my wife, she had like a Punisher t-shirt. We were all walking together and they said, look, it's Frank Castle's family. So we're just walking around like that.
That's dope, dude.
That kind of
That's really
out.
Dope. Speaking of your nephew, is that your nephew in the Red Hood photos with you, and he's dressed up as Batman?
Not the one that's dressed up as Batman.
Logan Dominic cosplay?
No, Logan it's a friend of mine.
Okay, gotcha.
Logan is a friend of mine.
Okay, got you. Yeah, we'll throw that up on the screen real quick so you guys can see what we're talking about. And it's a cosplay with Amit and with Logan Dominic cosplay. Where Amit is Red Hood and Logan is Batman. And the helmet was done by are these your helmets that you're talking about, or is it for both of you guys?
So basically that helmet was the one that didn't fit me.
Oh, that was the one?
Yeah, so basically my little nephew, thank you.
Go ahead, keep talking. I'm gonna fix something, but don't worry about it. Keep talking.
So basically, that's a helmet that fit him perfectly, but it didn't fit me. So ever since that, so I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. He's like, Jacob, are you ready to do this? He's like, he's looked at me. He's like, yeah, of course I'm ready. So I'm always dress him up as Jason Todd, but as a mini version of him.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. The fact that you can involve your family and then have everybody kind of participating, you're also friends and family. And that's what I like seeing, like when they do like kids and stuff like this, like even with with Logan, right? I love that you guys are giving them a different environment and an environment to kind of have that imagination and be able to, like, you know, think like, oh man, this is dope. Like, we're gonna be like our superheroes. We're gonna be like our favorite character. And I think sometimes, like, in these times, especially now, we need to have kids and the youth kind of growing up having like imagination and having to want to explore something else outside of
Positive influence and role model, unlike a lot of what you see, unfortunately, on social media these days.
Yeah, I think that's really dope, man. That's why I love when you guys involve, like, you know, like your nephew and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like for me, my nephew, he right now he's only 3 years old, right? But like from the beginning, I said like when he's gonna start watching movies and stuff like that. I'm the one who turned on all the Marvel stuff to him.
Yeah.
The Batmans, the Spider-Mans, the Hulk. Yeah, exactly. And every time,
prep him.
Yeah, and he started waking me up. He would knock on the door and just say, Hulk, Hulk. And, like, he'll try to put his hands like this.
I hear him sometimes when we play Call of Duty.
It's just, I think it's really dope, man. I think it's a lot of ways that, you know, a lot of positives people can take.
Yeah, definitely. So this one of you and Logan here, the helmet was done by Dark Knight Effects, which is a friend of the show. The chest armor was done by Carbon Panther. The guns were by Villainous Prop Shop, and actually really, really cool gun with a lot of detail, dude. I really dig
just
that.
Just imagine the hassle when, like, cosplayers first started shipping parts and stuff like that.
I know, dude, I know. And then the gauntlet.
The first FedEx guy or something that passed it.
Yeah, it was like a box opened up by accident, and then they see a gun, and they're like, oh my God, you know what I mean? And then the gauntlets were done by Vincent_WK. And, of course, again, the photo cool was done by art.hero. Photo. What was that?
Vincent, it's the one, you know, the one that actually sold me the gauntlets, and he's a super cool guy, though.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we're going to follow all these people. If we don't follow you guys, we will be following you guys after this show. I know we follow a lot of these people, but how long have you been doing this, man?
You mean cosplaying?
Yeah, cosplaying.
For like, what, 5 years now?
Okay. Ever since you started going to like the cons and stuff like that?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. What was your first cosplay ever?
Red Hood.
It was Red Hood?
It's always on, yeah.
Always been Red Hood?
I'm always been a Jason Todd fan.
Yeah. Okay. What was it about Red Hood? Okay, well, here's a two-parter question for you. First, what made you want to do cosplay as a whole? And then what made you want to focus more so on Red Hood than anything else? Like, what made you want to be a cosplayer that, I don't want to say sticks to one thing, because I don't want to put you in a box, because you don't necessarily stick to one thing, but what made you just, you know, what stands out about Red Hood that you're like, I definitely want to do that cosplay more than anything else?
So, okay, you know how the first time I went to a con, right? Mm-hmm. So I saw a lot of cosplayers that dressed up as Red Hood, right?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, dude. I'm like, I love it. You know, I'm always been a fan of them. Like, but I was like, dude, they can do it. I can do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I know at the time I was like, it's not going to be cheap. Yeah. I didn't think of that. But, you know, you always start slow, piece by piece by piece until you actually get it complete. But then you upgrade, you know? Yeah. And like I said, like, you know, Roxy Phoenix, when I met her, she was a female version of Jason Todd. Mm-hmm. And like I said, at the time I didn't know who she was. I just went, oh my God, it's Jason Todd. It's like, you know, that's pretty cool, you know? And like, it's been my dream to, you know, basically to become a cosplayer. Mm-hmm. I do it as a hobby. Mm-hmm. You know, I do it for the love of it. And to be honest, I do it because that's the way I fight my depression. You know, that's the way to fight it.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, like video games, cosplaying, you know, usually, that's basically, you know, that's that's it.
Yeah.
For me.
And that's great. And by the way, while we're on the topic, for those that have stuck with us for quite a while or follow me on my personal stuff, you guys know that I suffer from some mental health issues and stuff that I suffer tremendously from anxiety and insomnia. And it's a real and sleep anxiety like crazy, which kind of goes hand in hand. And it's a real thing. It's not like the bullshit that you see on Instagram where people are like, oh my God, I only slept 7 hours. You know, I usually get 9. It's not like that. It's like some real shit. And I agree with you about what you said. Like, there's certain things in life that in a sense distract you from the issues that you have and help you move forward through the issues that you have and pull through with the issues that you have and et cetera, et cetera. So as such as cosplaying for you, that is helping you with your depression and everything. It is like games for me. It is this podcast for me. It is the joy of doing something, being focused and having something and creating something and getting the satisfaction from it that helps uplift you and give you that dopamine and that serotonin and all that stuff that you need, and it helps you. So I'm glad that you found something, because I know what that's like, man. You know what I mean? I know what it's like to suffer from something that kind of takes over your body and your soul a little bit and gets you down, you know? So I mean, kudos to you, dude, for finding something that brings you joy. You know what I mean? Because I know exactly how that feels, man.
Because, you know it's crazy, because most of the time, like, when I go to cons, when I have the suit on, I feel invincible. Like, I feel like I'm in the character, you know? Mm-hmm. You feel like, oh my God, you know what? I feel like a badass.
Yeah.
You know? And every time little kids go up to me and take a photo, come on, buddy, let's go, you know?
Yeah.
I love that feeling. It's just something that I love. Even my wife looks at me, she's like, you love this. I'm like, I love it.
Yeah.
And I do it for fun, you know, because that's my thing.
Yeah, that's the same thing, like, with us, dude. We love it. Like, I know we make a lot of, like, crazy jokes and stuff here, but, I mean, part of it is to uplift our own souls right now in this world that we live in, be a distraction and an escape from all the nonsense in the world. You come to us and you hopefully be entertained and laugh and maybe find out something you didn't know about something we're covering, whether it be games, movies, or cosplays. And that's just that's that same satisfaction that you get when you're doing cosplay and you're at conventions and you make somebody feel good, or you see a little kid that just smiles when he looks at you or wants to take a picture with you. That's the same feeling that we get when someone says, man, you know, we love your podcast, or we're watching your podcast, or you guys made me laugh today. You know, if we can help somebody out too, it's not just helping yourself. It's like you're helping yourself and helping other people, you know? And it's like that double satisfaction. And I just think that's, it's admirable to find other people that understand that and agree with that and get those same emotions from it, you know? Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most difficult part about cosplaying for you? I guess it's, you know, it may be different for everybody.
Actually finding, you know, the gear, you know, like, you know, like a brand new helmet or basically, you know, trusting people.
Yeah.
You know, and they might take forever just to ship it out, or they might have difficulties, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I have never had issues, you know. So, I mean, it's just part finding something you like and something to match it, you know. That's the only problem, though. Yeah.
Being where you are today, man. All the strides that you've made, is there anything that you've learned during your journey that you would want to tell your past self, like a younger, dream-filled Amit cosplay who was just starting? What would you tell yourself, you know, today that something that you've learned? Is there anything you could think of?
Always be yourself and never let anyone put you down.
That's good, man. I'm sorry. I totally ruined that emotional moment. I'm so fucking sorry. One quick second. I have to fix something.
You're good, bro. I have my bang.
That's the man.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Wish fucking Bang would have reached out to us after that little
I know, right?
skit, because everybody loved it too, man. That's what cracked me up. Even with the Manscaped, right?
Yeah.
Like I made a joke of it, like, oh, I'm going to get sponsored by Manscaped. Watch. And then actually, like,
the VP of marketing actually hit us up from
Manscaped. Hit us up and goes, hey, get your numbers up.
Yeah. Which is understandable. He said he liked what we were doing, but you got to get your numbers up and we'll be in contact. So, I mean, here we are a year later. What the fuck? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Where is it? Come on. Sorry for having to cut that, you guys. I had a little technical difficulty that I had to fix. So I'm so sorry, man. We asked you if from your journey and things that you've learned, what would you tell your younger self? And you said,
so basically, don't let no one put you down.
Yeah.
And always be yourself.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Dude. It's the same here, dude. If it's one thing that I've learned as I've grown older and matured, is one, I don't worry about so much what people think anymore. You know, I don't give a shit. Not that I did very much. It's always been kind of my thing, but I did to a sense with certain things. I've talked about it before. Just do you. Do what you got to do. Focus on what you want to focus on. Always be yourself. 100%. Something I've learned like crazy. And and don't lose focus if you got something that you want to do. And I'm not even just saying that from a standpoint of myself. I'm actually talking about somebody like you, Emmett, because whether it's on camera or off camera, you and I have had some conversations about life and things in general, and certain things I won't say. We'll keep to ourselves. You and I know what we're talking about and Juice. But it's just, you know, you are a shining example of somebody who started from the bottom and worked their way up, and you deserve everything that you have and more, dude. Mm-hmm. You really do. You appreciate are, it. I mean, not I even, not even it. Just in the, you're welcome, man. Not even just the cosplay community. You just are a real humble, down to earth dude. And from the way that you support other cosplayers to the way that you support this podcast and the way that you shine on your own and the stuff that you do with even the kids in the cosplay community, like, mm-hmm. like, dude, you do a great job, dude. And I don't know how you don't have more going on for yourself, because you really do deserve it. You are number one dude who deserves it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. You definitely.
Know, just like you guys, you know, you guys deserve more followers.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying this. You know, you guys deserve millions of followers.
Thank you, man.
No?
Really appreciate it, dude. Thank you, man. Let's break up the monotony here real quick, yeah? Let's get into this week's cosplay of the week. What happened? What happened?
I was going with a half pistol.
He's about to like do. He went like halfway in.
I know. Yeah. He was like halfway in, and I was like, you know, I know, dude. You didn't even pull the trigger, man.
You know what it was? It's just like, you know when you have bad internet and you're just like...
he was lagging. He was like, wait a minute, I'm buffering. I haven't got there. Let's try this again. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. Oh. And this week's Cosplay of the Week, we're doing something different. Because we have a cosplayer on the show here today, and because we have already done Amit Cosplay as a Cosplay of the Week, we let Amit choose the cosplay this week, and he chose someone who he mentioned earlier in the show, someone who he considers a friend. Am I right? You kind of consider a friend. And this week's cosplay of the week goes to Roxy Phoenix, and that's go ahead and spell it for him.
Roxy_Phoenix_ I'm digging the underscores.
Yeah, and that's Phoenix spelled normally. And, you know, we do something a little different. We're going to throw up a couple different pictures here today because we are talking about her and we're talking about Amit and how they met and everything as well. So just to start it off, we'll throw up the first picture of her and Amit together. And that's going up on the screen now. And let's check this out. So, this was actually from Amit's Instagram, and it says, another great shot with Roxy Phoenix. Thank you for being so awesome and humble. And these, the helmet and the chest piece and the photographer, the photographer was Art Hero. That's his old one. But the chest piece and the helmet were done by Dark Knight Effects, and that's your chest piece and helmet, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know what her stuff was made who was made by or how it was made or anything like that. Apologies, but I just wanted to show this because it's both of them together. And for the listeners that are just listening, it's Red Hood. It's Amit as Red Hood, of course, and then it's Roxy as Red Hood as well. And then let's go ahead and throw up this one of her so we can focus a little bit more of her. It's basically her boom, Lady Joker.
Her boom.
That's because I was throwing it up on the screen. For the people that are just listening, they're probably like, what the hell's going on?
I really like this cosplay, you know, in particular her boom.
Boom! it's Roxy as her version of Joker. It's Lady Joker. And the caption says, thinking about doing another Lady Joker cosplay. What do you guys think? And the photo was done by Primo Fox, spelled exactly how it sounds. So let's check this out. I mean, she's got the hair going. You know what I like about this is this Lady Joker, since it is a female, I see remnants of Harley Quinn in there.
Oh, with the
the pigtails and everything, right? And the way that the makeup is done, it seems like it's a little bit of a cross between a Joker and a Harley Quinn. I don't know if that's what you're going for, Roxy, but that's just the personal vibe that I get. I think it's phenomenal. I love the way that the jacket is. I like that the look at the details too on the gloves there. That kind of laciness to it. Perfect for a Lady Joker. I like the bringing it back real quick. My bad to the makeup on the face and everything. I like the lips.
Slit. It wasn't like crazy exaggerated.
Exactly. It wasn't exaggerated. It was just perfect. It kind of reminds me a little bit, not too much, but a little bit of the Jack Nicholson one. Just a little bit.
Yeah. His wasn't all crazy.
Yeah.
And they all changed. I mean, they all changed. Like, as you know, obviously each Joker's going to do a different.
Yeah, each iteration is going to do a different. Yeah,
but I think that fits the look. It's not something exaggerated.
Crazy, it fits the whole get up that she's going for as a whole. I even like the what's it called? What is that thing called that women wear?
It's corset.
Like a corset. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
I know Juice stuff about ladies.
Juice has got it. Come on down. 1-800-1800. I was about to mix phone calls and websites together. Head on over to juiceboxknowswomen.com. Get your juicebox corsets today.
Different spin, but
I dig it. So she's got the corset going on there under the green with the vest, as purple, perfect green, purple, obviously, you know what I mean? Yeah. Joker, nice contrast there going on. And then she's got the, again, I don't know, maybe you know what these are called. I have no idea what the leg things are called. It wraps around the waist, goes down to the legs, and it's all connected. If you guys are looking at it right now, you know what I'm talking about, but I do not know what this piece of
I'm trying to blank on
clothing,
that
I guess you could say, would be called. But it's fitting, once again, because it is a lady Joker. And I really dig it.
She's truly amazing, to be honest, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing a great job. And we got one more to throw up. Sorry, I know you were going to say something. We could still say it because the picture's in there. So we got one more we're going to throw up because we just want to showcase. It's a special show here today since we got a cosplayer on. So we're going to throw this one up. And it's of Roxy Phoenix, again, obviously. And it's different cosplays that she's done. It's the Silk Spider from Spider-Man. And then it's her version of Harley Quinn, and then another shot of her Lady Joker. And I'm sorry, Amit, I totally forgot to send this to you before we were we were filming. I meant to send it to you so you knew what we were doing. So I'll just have to show you all weirdly like this. Can you see?
If I'm not mistaken, I
see it.
Okay, cool.
I believe that post is of. Oh, it says I don't have.
Yeah, it's okay, when she wanted to go to San Diego Comic Con.
When I read
she didn't make it. Yeah.
When I read it, I thought that's what she did for San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, no. The caption says, "I don't have tickets to San Diego Comic Con, but you can catch me walking around the town. Here's my lineup." And on Thursday, she did the Silk Spider from Spider-Man, and I dig it. It is perfect. It's a good rendition. She's got the mask going on there. I like it. I like the way she did her hair. Perfect. And then on Friday, she would have done her version of Harley Quinn, and I like it. The hair is perfect once again. She's got the mask. It's the version that has the mask on. I like that. Different. I don't see that often.
I think that's from like the animation one.
I believe so. Right
in the animation one or the cartoon ones, she had the mask, and then she was wearing the the black and red kind of like gestures.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what's going on here with the corset. And then, of course, when you go down to the legs, again, I'm so sorry. I don't know what those are called. But I like the contrast of one leg's got the red, one leg's got the black. And then, of course, we already touched on the Lady Joker. She was doing that or would have been doing that on Saturday for San Diego Comic Con. So I think this is really cool. And I'm glad that we did something different instead of us choosing it. I know we're talking about it, but we did not choose it. And I'm glad that Amit brought it to our attention because I do think that Roxy has a really good thing going on, and I think that she's got a bright future in the cosplay community, and I hope that she doesn't stop. You know, anything else you want to say before
I hope
we
not.
Anything you want to say about Roxy?
Well, the thing about Roxy is that she's the reason why I started cosplaying. She's
that's
been
crazy,
my inspiration,
dude. That's so crazy,
and you know what's funny, I had told her that she's a remarkable woman, remarkable
nice,
person, so sweet, so amazing, and so humble, to be honest. Yeah.
See, and once again, that's why I respect Amit. Look at all this humbleness right here. Yeah. We have him on the show as the cosplay, and he's showcasing someone else and talking about someone else. That's that love, dude. That's that love from cosplayer to cosplayer love, and I really respect that.
And she deserves it.
Yeah, and that's one thing you know, from our first interactions, even with just Beyond, right, in general.
Yeah.
And then obviously he put you onto the show and all that, but I love, there's been a number of you guys between you, Mask Mateo, Joey, Nashville Knight, I tend to see in certain communities where some people get big headed and are just like, whatever, I don't care, right? And
you
then
guys
there's
aren't,
a number of you guys that have just always been really open and are like, yeah, dude, that's dope, keep going, we like the show, we like this, we like that,
yeah,
you know. And I love that part of the community that's always just willing to not just be about themselves, but they want to put other people on. Yeah. They want to show other people stuff.
Exactly. There's room for everybody here.
Go learn about this person. Talk to this person. This person's dope. Oh, check their cosplay out. And that's one thing that you always did, that Beyond's always done, has always like shown us other people. And I think that's really dope, man.
Yeah, and I think it's cool, those people that get a bigger following or a bigger, you know, more eyes on them and don't forget where they came from, because everybody started from the bottom at some point. You know, well, I mean, not everybody started from the bottom, but a lot of people have started from the bottom. And, you know, you don't forget where you came from, because you were once just somebody who just started out, had one follower, one like, you know what I mean? A couple likes here and there. Yeah. And you were somebody that was just doing this and getting going. And so you don't forget. And I think that's admirable about you and a lot of the people that Juice just mentioned. But also, same thing, we don't know you, Roxy, but from what things that Amit has said about you, you seem like a very down-to-earth and humble person. And like I said, I think you got a good thing going with your cosplay. So, with that being said, everybody go follow Roxy_Phoenix_, because Roxy, your cosplay of the week is...
Remember.
Amazing.
I like how he... See, hey, that's gonna be the new. Hey, you gotta trademark that, and that's one thing that we've been talking about, was trademarking like our little pistols.
I'm gonna call that the Amit. It goes.
I'm gonna be like this.
Amazing. There you go. That's dope.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, I just want to ask you a couple quick questions, because we are a gaming podcast as well. We do focus on gaming and everything. Well, we already talked about Destiny. I have that written down as my notes. But I also saw that you used to play Titanfall 2, right?
Yes.
Ooh, Titanfall. We used to play Titanfall back in the day. We never played Titanfall 2, but I did send Juice a couple days ago. I sent you a video of Titanfall 2. I don't know if you got around to it. I know you're working.
I think I ignored it.
Oh, nice. Cool. Great job. But
I'll just play. I seem like an asshole on camera.
But Titanfall 2 and the first Titanfall, there's like a collection. It's on sale right now on Steam for PC players. Which, Amit, real quick, sidebar. Do you play PC or are you more of a console guy?
I'm more of a console guy.
More of a console guy. Okay, cool. We'll get back to that. So the Titanfall, I think it's on sale right now, a big collection for PC or whatever. I don't know if it's on consoles or not. But I was looking at it, and it actually looks really fun. I know when Titanfall 2 first came out, it got bad reviews, and a lot of people didn't kind of like it. But I really liked Titanfall, the first one. I really enjoyed it. I never got around to playing Titanfall 2, and I might...
Those were actually some of my first interactions on PC, was because Titanfall, our boy Tony... you know, on Instagram, Tony Chavez, photographer, he would bring over his system to the area where we were playing at or whatever, and he got me into it, and I started playing Titanfall.
I
think I tried to play it on Xbox, and then
it wasn't the same. You were used to it on PC by then.
But
you played Titanfall 2. I mean, I know it got like a lot of bad reviews, but how did you like it?
You know, to be honest, I did enjoy it. I actually did. I, you know, me and a couple of friends, we played it. We played the hell out of it, you know, and we were just... We love calling the Titans, and we just like smashing people around or smacking them.
It was fun, and then running on the walls and everything, and doing all of that. Like, it's a fun game, dude.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't know why they got so many bad reviews.
I don't know the game. Yeah.
To be honest, I don't get it. I didn't enjoy it, though.
I didn't look into it enough, and of course, I didn't get my hands on it, so I can't comment on it. But I'm thinking, since it's on sale and it comes with the first Titanfall, I might grab it. I think it's only like $14 for both of them.
And the story is really good, though. Storyline is pretty good.
Again, I'll have to try to check it out myself and get my hands on it.
I think I'm
going to
Venmo you some money from my OnlyToes account, and then that way you can, you don't got to feel guilty about it. That's been an ongoing joke for like a long time now. There's no link, people. There's no OnlyToes.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Okay. This is basically, I've been wanting to ask you guys, what is your favorite game of all time? The game that you grew up with.
Oh, man. You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
For another hour.
I know. This is a long one.
No, I'm just kidding. So for me,
this is a good... Nobody ever asks us any fucking questions. This is a good fucking question, dude.
and the first one we get asked is like...
First one is like, we should have asked this earlier.
Street Fighter.
I love Street Fighter.
Yeah, I love Street Fighter because, I mean, obviously there's different consoles, different generations, depending on what you play. Yeah. That. For me, it was Street Fighter because I have a lot of fond memories of playing it in arcade. I used to live in Linwood/Borderline Compton, and there was like this pizza spot called Chico's Pizza. And I would sit
I'm looking
there
so weird on camera. My bad, dude. Look at me.
You look orange.
I'm all like, hey. What's going on? Sorry about that.
And I just had really,
so
really
into
fun.
What you were saying.
Yeah,
I didn't realize.
I thought you were gonna say it to me.
I'm so into you, bro.
No, like I said, I had a lot of fond memories at that pizza spot, and I would always, always run a Street Fighter, and I love Blanca, dude. Pizza
spots had arcade games.
I love Blanca was pretty dope. Obviously, you know, you got Ken, Ryu, and all that stuff, but like Blanca was one of my first favorite ones. And I think that even translated for me even into X-Men. When I fell in love with X-Men, I like Beast because I like, you know,
big Yeah.
So for me, I'd say it's Street Fighter, dude.
That's crazy. You don't hear that often. I think for me, man, I'm going to cheat the system a little bit. This is a really, really, really hard one for me. I got to go.
Nothing Blizzard related.
No, it's not. My favorite game of all. Well, it is a little Blizzard related. But my favorite game of all time has to be the one that got me started. And that's Mario. I mean, 100%. Mario, the whole. I mean, obviously the first Mario, Super Mario Bros. But my standout ones. And again, I'm cheating the system a little bit because I can't give you a definitive single answer. Yeah. But Super Mario as a whole, the franchise definitely sparked my interest in gaming like no other. And it was Super Mario 3 and Super Mario World that just skyrocketed me even further. And then I also, for me personally, it goes hand in hand back in the day, both Mario and Sonic, because I was both super big into Nintendo, super big into Genesis.
Sega Genesis.
Exactly. So I was a fan of both. And Mario was first for me. But when Sonic came out, I was like, what's going on? He's so fast. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to be that fast. I remember I literally would, elementary school, I would run around and I'd pretend I was Sonic. You know, you do dumb shit when you're kids.
You should have ran track.
You know? But I do got to give. I know I'm totally cheating the system, but I do got to give a shout out to World of Warcraft because it's their 16th anniversary or birthday, however you want to say it, this year. And I have been playing for about 14 to 15 of those 16 years.
Wow.
Right out of high school, putting my age out there. Graduated in 2006. And I think that summer, after the South Park episode of World of Warcraft, I was like, what the hell is this? And I got into it, and I've only stopped playing for maybe about a year, 9 months to a year out of all these 14, 15 years. So that's definitely a standout game. Obviously, I enjoy it, and it's made an impact on me if I'm playing it forever.
What would be your favorite game?
My favorite game, to be honest, it's the Sega Genesis game, and it's called Vector Man.
I remember Vector Man, dude.
Yeah.
I remember Vector Man.
It's one of my favorite games.
I know you're a big Metal Gear Solid fan too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I used to be a way bigger Metal Gear Solid fan than I am today. I lost track of it, and I fell behind. And when things like that happen, I want to go back and I want to play them all.
Wasn't the arcade version of it like Metal Slug or something like that?
No, that's a different game. That's a different game. Yeah.
No, that's a whole different game.
Different game. Metal Gear Solid. My favorite ones were on PS2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
You know what's crazy? For me, it was Vector Man. Then it goes to basically Star Fox.
Star Fox.
Mm-hmm. Then it goes to Metal Gear Solid 1 when I had my my PlayStation. And after that, it goes to Resident Evil 2 because that's always going to be one of my favorite games.
Mm-hmm.
The original, not the new one.
Not the new one. Yeah, I used to be big on Resident Evil when I was younger, but not so much today either. You know, things change. You know what I mean? Things change.
Yeah.
You go to different directions. I went to a more of a MMORP direction, such as World of Warcraft, Elder Scrolls, and things like that. I never lost my love for Nintendo, though. Everybody knows I'm real big on Nintendo. As you can tell, I got a lot of Nintendo stuff here, Mario and Zelda and everything here. The majority of this is my collection, with a couple things that are off camera that came from Juice and Roger and things like that. But yeah, man, Amit, we do got to get out of here, man. We're running on a little long. But we just wanted to thank you, man. We've been trying to get this going. We've been trying to get you on, just talk with you for a little
bit and
talk to you about your cosplay and things that you got going on and everything like that. You guys, you need to go follow Amit Cosplay on Instagram. That is Amit Cosplay spelled just the way it sounds. It's with two T's, Amott Cosplay on Instagram. He's a great guy, an amazing Red Hood cosplayer.
And he
gives love to a lot of other cosplayers as well. He's very selfless. And you were just a great guy, dude. And we look forward to hopefully actually having you come on again later in the future. And we'll just shoot the shit about whatever. You know what I mean? We'll talk about games.
I'm down.
We'll talk about movies. We'll have a different episode where it's not focusing just on your cosplay only.
Or,
we'll talk about other shit.
Or we can have that one chip challenge.
You're still in California, right?
Yeah, I'm still California.
Yeah, man.
I live in LA.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were, you know what? I thought you were down in San Diego. I didn't want to put everything on blast on camera, but I thought you were down in San Diego, but then I heard you say earlier that San Diego was too far for you. So I was like, oh shit, he's not in San Diego. Yeah. And then I saw on your Instagram that you went to Fullerton High. So I was like, oh, what the fuck? I don't know where this guy lives actually anymore. I'm all confused. Yeah, dude, you're not that far from us, man. We'll talk more about it off camera. Maybe we can set up a time where you can actually come in person. We can hang out. We can do something different or do something crazy. We got some people that are going to be sending us some crazy eating challenge stuff, dude. We got like two or three people that are going to be sending some different things. So maybe if we can work out the schedules, maybe you can come on and you can be a guest and we can do some crazy shit, man. Thank you so much for coming on, dude. Is there anything that you want to say to anybody before we head out?
I just want to tell people that thank you for everybody. And then for you guys for having me.
Of course.
And that anybody that's watching, say, follow these guys. These guys are truly amazing.
Thank you.
They deserve so much love.
Thank you, dude.
And then one thing before I go, is that always be yourself and always be humble.
100%, man. Yep. You said it perfectly. We got nothing left to say. Thank you, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those things that you do over on youtube.com/sideprojectpodcast. When you go down, you hit that big red button that says subscribe, and
he's
it goes,
change it again.
And it gives you 100 sexy project points. They validate your sexiness, in case I haven't told you, because I didn't tell you the last couple episodes. Thank you for the listeners, for listening on Apple, on Google, on Spotify, when you like and you rate and you review, all those things that you do, we hit them with the amit. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for Juice, you can find him at
Captain_JuiceBox.
And if you're looking for me, you can find me at IG Hates Chazzy on Instagram. If you're looking for Amit, once again, follow him at Amit Cosplay on Instagram. If you're looking for us as a whole, the duo, the magnificent, you can find us at Side Project Podcast. Juice. Hit him with the pistols, man.